Now we want to head to Sweden, where the act of cutting a cake at a party has turned into an international incident. And we'd like to let you know that some might find the subject inappropriate or upsetting. Earlier this week, attendees to Sweden's Modern Museum's World Art Day celebration were treated to a cake. The first person to be given the honor of cutting it was the Minister of Culture, Lena Adelsohn Liljeroth. The problem was that the cake was shaped in the form of a black woman, covered in black fondant. The face was in stereotypical blackface, the kind that used to be depicted in minstrel shows with bulging eyes and lips. Video of the event shows the attendees laughing and smiling as they cut the cake, starting at the genital area. Interestingly enough, the artist who created the cake is Swedish of African descent. He said it was meant as a statement on female genital mutilation, and in order to dramatize the issue, he participated in the event hidden under the table and screamed every time somebody took a slice. We're going to play a short clip of that, and I warn you once again, it's disturbing. Photos of Sweden's culture minister smiling as she cut into the cake, though, have gone viral online and have led to calls for her resignation. We wanted to talk more about this, so we've called upon David Landis. He is the editor of The Local, that's Sweden's leading English language news website, and he's with us now from Stockholm. David, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, the National Afro-Swedish Association is calling this racist spectacle and has called upon the Minister of Culture to resign. And I'm wondering what the general reaction in Sweden has been.
Well, this, not surprisingly, has caught a lot of people's attention. While that association has been the only one to kind of openly call for the minister to resign, the event has sparked a debate in the press and among Swedes in terms of both the limits of free speech and what right does a politician have to get involved in something which can be interpreted as patently offensive to a large number of people.
What has she said about this?
Well, her sort of initial line was that art is meant to provoke. It is supposed to be something that prompts debate and discussion. She has also hinted that she didn't really know what she was getting herself into when she agreed to speak at this event, which was meant to sort of celebrate free expression and the importance of protecting women.
Well, I think also her initial reaction was, if you're mad, be mad at the artist, not me. And so we called him and asked him what he had to say about this. And this is a short clip of what he had to say. Here it is.
The piece is a part of a series where I've been reappropriating the black face or the gollywog face and putting it in different contexts. I usually put it on typically Western symbols, like ancient philosophers or Greek gods, putting the black face in a new context.
What about that? I mean, has any of the anger been directed at the artist, who, as I mentioned, is Swedish of African descent? Has anybody mad at him, or are mainly people upset with the Minister of Culture for her participation?
I think the latter. I mean, certainly the artist has come in for a certain amount of criticism, although I think it's more people just don't like the art or question whether or not it really does what it purports to do. But I think, and this is where the strategy of the Afro-Swedish Association is rather smart, they have not tried to make this a debate about the artist and his artwork. It's the debate about, as a government minister representing the people, one should take a little more care and be a bit more thoughtful about the kind of things that one gets themselves involved with. And if it doesn't betray a racist sensibility, I don't think anyone is really thinking that the Minister of Culture is a racist. But if anything, she's a bit, as I think the Afro-Swedish Association, a bit ignorant and maybe incompetent.
I'm speaking with David Landis. He's the editor of The Local, that's Sweden's leading English language news website. We're talking about an incident that's gone viral. The Minister of Culture was videotaped cutting a cake in the shape of a black woman, and that has prompted calls for her resignation. Are Swedes surprised by the level of attention this has gotten around the world?
I think the Swedes have not been wrestling with the issue of race in the same way that it has been dealt with in the United States. And there are a lot of other issues or a lot of other instances where this has been kind of revealed. And one took place last year at one of Sweden's most respected universities, Lund University, where a group of students came to a costume party dressed as slaves in a mock slave auction. And the only person who got offended was the American exchange student who drew attention to it and brought it attention to the Afro-Swedish Association. And it also garnered international attention. Jesse Jackson weighed in on the matter. He came to visit the university later on to speak about race. So there was a conversation, but I don't know if anything really came of it.
Well, what do you think this means? Are kind of Swedes kind of stumbling into kind of the multicultural world here? Or do you think there was an attempt to, in a way, to be offensive?
No, I think that it's really more the former. I mean, I know many Swedes. I've lived here, I've interacted, and I don't find that Swedes are racists per se. They haven't learned how to talk about these things, so they don't talk about them, so they fester. And then they kind of come up in these explosive ways that don't necessarily engender a dialogue that's constructive and moves things forward in a way. But the reality is Sweden is 20% foreign-born. It wasn't always that way, and society is still coping with exactly how to deal with that. And it's sort of they don't know where the line is until they step over it.
David Landis is the editor of The Local, that's Sweden's leading English language news website, and he was kind enough to join us on the line from Stockholm. David, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
To see the photos and video related to this story, visit npr.org, click on the Programs tab, and then tell me more.